Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today, we're going to take a peek at Big Facts No Cap. You can find them at bigfactsnocap.co. And according to our good friends in Apple Podcast, it is a stand-up show. And their description starts off like this. Big Facts No Cap is an iPod broadcast. So right there, there's a part of me that's like, iPod broadcast? Is it 2006 something here? I'm like, okay, but nonetheless, iPod broadcast in which two normal dudes with highly overlapping worldviews give advice to online strangers who will probably never hear it. Using questions from advice columns ranging in scope from dating to pet care to religion and everything in between, Paul and Adrian deliver the best suggestions they can muster off the top of their lovely yet largely vacant heads. The duo's tough love and hot takes also extend to the advice giver as they critique the published response to each query from the column's resident expert. Truly a show that no one asked for. Big Facts No Cap is an unapologetic vanity project from two, basically, adult men whose time would probably be better spent fixing their own problems, but hey, that sounds way less fun to listen to, doesn't it? So again, if you want to check this out, bigfactsnocap.co, we're going to listen to episode number 27, which is called Let's Put the BFNC, and I don't even get the whole no cap thing, but whatever, back in Christmas, we're going to listen to episode number 27 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, here we go. Episode 27.
Well, ho, 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 everybody. Welcome back to Big Facts No Cap, the only podcast that's number one with Grinches and Darwin's Finches. I'm Adrian, as always, here with my best bud, Paul. Let's get cracking. Let's get big facting. Let's get no capping.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Okay, I get it. Big facts, no cap. We're going to have some sort of voiceover here or something explaining what the show is.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
Anytime.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
Yeah.
No.
Cap.
So what you're saying is the show is Big Facts, No Cap. Jeez.
What's up, slut?
Is this a new thing you're trying? Now that you're out, you're going to start calling people slut?
Yeah, I was going to call you either skank or slut, but I felt like I wanted to really go aggressive with it.
Did that come in the manual or just trying on something new?
It's pronounced Manuel.
Shout out to
Yeah, okay.
Shout out to Ola Poppy.
Shout out to my brother. That's his name. Did you have anything with your siblings where you called them something different than what their friends called them?
Yeah, you always kind of lightly make fun of it with my sister. You know her and what I call her.
Is that not what her friends call her?
No, nobody calls her Misha.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I just assumed that was her nickname.
Nah. And then I used to call her Susa, which I think was just some sort of like mixture of Misha and sister from like when I was a young kid. Mm,
these bitches love Susa. Yeah, for some reason in our household, my brother went by the nickname for his middle name, Fernando. So he called him Nando. But everyone in his life called him by the nickname for his first name, Manny. And that always felt like it was one of those things where like, yeah, it's kind of going back to Rami where the dad is talking to his boss and his boss calls him like an Americanized version of his name, like Frank. It just like felt like such a weird thing where I was like, what the fuck? Why are they calling you Manny? That's not your name.
Oh, yeah. The dad's name in that show is Farouk.
Yeah. Farouk. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so random question to start off, but didn't mean to, for all these years, be antagonistic in the way I called your sister.
I mean, the things I've heard you call your sister are way more antagonistic, so I didn't take it too far.
Yeah, that was easy. Wow. The intro, Big Facts, No Cap, way too long. Be nice if it said, Big Facts, No Cap, where we blank. Give me an idea what it is. And what are you guys going to talk about today? Now, you did do the intro with the whole Christmas thing, but now I don't know you, and you guys have what I feel is the curse of knowledge. You know each other, and I'm almost guessing I've been drinking at this point, because all he has to say is slut, and you're like, Everything is, and I'm as an outsider, I'm not getting the joke. I just don't get it. And so, and then you're into this whole thing about my sister's name is really Misha, but it's not, don't care. Not funny. Is it making me laugh? Nope. Is it making me cry? Nope. Is it making me think? It's making me think you're wasting my time. Laugh, cry, think, groan. It is kind of making me groan, but I'm either going to like go, wow, what is this? Laugh, cry, think, groan. Educate? Nope. Entertain? Nope. Which means what? You're boring. And this, that, and realize, if you're listening to this, in very soon, Apple's going to release, a new version of the Apple Podcast app. And the subscribe button is being replaced with a button that says, listen to the latest episode. And we listened to 2 minutes and 26 seconds of that. And if you think about it, if somebody's sampling your show, is that going to make them go, oh, wait, and click the little plus sign to follow you? Subscribe is going away. Follow is coming in. And my answer to that is no. It just sounded like two guys. You know what? I will say your description was exactly what it is, but you should say, hey, welcome to the show. I'm Paul. I'm Andrew, whatever it was. And today we're taking, today's question is blah, blah, blah from such and such. I don't care about your brother. I don't care about your sister. And everything is a tie. So get to the stuff. That's all I can say. And I always say about this, if people go, why do you mean get to the stuff so quickly? Well, number one, you're not making me laugh, cry, think, groan, educate, or entertain. In which case, get to the stuff. And my case in point for that is Netflix. If you're watching a series on Netflix, at the end it says skip credits. And when you say yes, skip the credits, it also skips the intro and gets right to the meat and potatoes. So if you need any kind of more, evidence that people want to get to the point, case in point, Netflix. So that would be my advice. The audio was okay. Again, trim that audio at the beginning, but you guys really, I actually lasted about another 30 seconds than I would have, because when it's just inside jokes and laughing at stuff that's not funny, I knew immediately that this is kind of just a show of two guys. Now, here's the good news. If you guys are doing this to have fun and to hang out with each other and just chill with your friend, by all means, do this. Where I always have a problem with, if somebody goes, how do I monetize this? I'm like, no, that's not. This is definitely a hobby podcast in its current state. If you need help with this, of course, you can hire me to kind of help you with your show and get it a little more formalized and figure out who your audience is and things like that. But if you want to, now, on the other hand, there may be somebody right now listening that says, hey, I got to go back to bigfactsnocap.co and hear the end of that. So it's not just me. It's not just my opinion. It's people that are listening. And if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. There's a link right at the top of the screen to get reviewed. And you will have your smiling voice right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement.